Is it recording?
Oh, yeah, it's recording.
Okay, well, this is the Real BS Show. Anyways, it's like we're brand new at this.
I know.
Wow, what a couple of weeks we've had, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Jeez, oh, man.
Yeah.
That, I talked to a friend of mine, Ron Taylor, which is Gary Taylor's older brother.
Right.
Matter of fact, our guitar player. And he sent me a picture. He got surgery on his neck, and holy smokes, he's pretty rough shape, but you know, he's tough as nails, so he'll come through it. But anyways, he sent me a song that he thought would be, or a guy, an artist that he liked.
Right.
So I picked out a song that we'll dedicate it to him and his fast recovery.
Right.
And just want to say thanks to Ron. He was a good guy, real good guy. I stayed a summer at his house after this summer of, I can't remember the year, but it's college anyways, in between.
Right.
And so I got to know him pretty well. Plus, I bumped into him in the Army when I got drafted. I ran into him at Fort Dix? Yeah, Fort Dix. And I bumped into him there, and he spent some time in Vietnam, and he's just one tough customer. I mean, he's in a Mercer County Hall of Fame for, I think he was a linebacker or something.
Oh, yeah?
Something for football. He was excellent, very, very good. So he was a very athletic guy, and he was a wrestling coach, too, for, I don't know, Kennedy Christian, maybe? I can't remember. There are a couple of schools down around Sharon there in that neighborhood, Greenville. He grew up in Greenville. Matter of fact, the guy that got shot at Trump's rally, the guy that died.
Yeah, the shooter,
No, not the shooter.
Oh, the other guy, yeah, the father.
The guy that was in the audience.
He was firefighter.
From, he was from Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking maybe Ron knew him, or maybe even Nancy might know the family or something.
Right.
But what a tragedy. Ooh,
yeah.
Man. The world's getting crazier and crazier by the day.
Yeah.
And so between the goofball politicians in Washington and the Federal Reserve and all this money they're printing, and you know, just the whole world's going to go nuts here.
Yeah.
I think the BRICS is going to pull it off. They're gonna separate themselves from the dollar, and we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. Yeah, but the song he suggested was by Benson Boone, right?
But yeah, that sounds right.
I think it's Beautiful Things.
Beautiful Things. Yeah,
it's a crazy world out there right now.
I haven't even really listened to the song. Just
sounds
a little
good.
Bit, but but anyways, Ron, you get better. Okay, you get all healed up and everything, and Just don't be playing any football anymore.
No.
You know, stay away from that. Yeah, I don't know. He did something to his neck, and they had to do surgery. And they, boy, what a scar! Ooh. So, Ron, you take care of yourself. And this song here, we're gonna do is for you. Okay. Okay, Seth, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
For a while there it was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay.
mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
There we go.
That's for you, Ron. Get better.
That's right.
Stay healthy. And no more football.
That's right.
Your linebacker days are done.
Yeah, no more football.
So, So what else you got today, Seth?
Oh boy, we got a lot of music. These are things that I'm just shocked.
This is all your selections, so.
There's a lot of good music out there these days, and it's just shocking that these artists aren't more famous, I guess.
Well, in my realm, nobody's famous because I don't listen to any radio.
I don't listen to any TV. I don't either.
A little bit of YouTube, you know, but I listen to baseball games, you know, but now they're done for another two or three days.
Right. It's so. A lot of these artists are not top Billboard, and I think there's a lot of talented artists out there that could be in the spotlight.
There's thousands and millions of them.
Even back in your days.
Just walk down through Central Park and listen to all these people playing.
In Nashville. You just can go to Nashville and all these people on the streets. There's so many musicians that just are on the street that play, and they're a thousand times more.
There's a couple in Titusville stand out on the corner and have a little amplifier.
Oh, really?
You'd sit there singing and playing.
Yeah, I think I know who they are. You know,
I don't know who they are, but I've seen them.
Yeah,
there's musicians everywhere. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. And we count seven different chords?
Yeah.
In music.
Yeah.
Plus the sharps and the flats and all that stuff.
Right.
That's it, seven chords. All this music comes from seven chords.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And then there's only so many keys, and most pop music only
there must
does
be
a key 10 C.
trillion combinations, you know, of chords to make music.
Right. And then you factor in most of those chords don't sound good together, so you have to really isolate down to the keys. And really, I mean, most pop music is in the key of C for a reason, because it's just, you know, how's that feeling?
Who knows?
But no, this next one I think is kind of apt. We have it's a certain season now.
Season coming up, hurricane season.
Yeah, we're kind of into it. Yeah.
That should be exciting. Whew.
Yeah, and Bill's band does this song. So.
Yeah, right. The Too Dumb to Quit guys. Yeah. Well, there's only two of us now.
Yeah, so two.
Everybody else is gone.
Two that are too dumb to quit. Not three.
It really is too dumb to quit. Yeah. Two of them that are too dumb to quit. Okay, well, let's give it a listen and see what happens.
Yeah.
Miles on the Gulf Stream, I hear the south wind moan. The bridge is getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Ponce train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane that come around every June. The high black water, a devil's daughter. She's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. Came down from Chicago, he gonna set that levee right. He says it needs to be at least 3 feet high ya, it won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the corner, he said, don't you listen to that boy. The water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. South wind moan, bridges getting lower, the shrimp boat's coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a drink from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pontiac train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. High black water, devil's daughter, she's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
Came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey you got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong.
Oh,
without doing wrong.
Without
doing wrong.
Oh,
without doing wrong.
Drinking in heaven.
Sitting as the boss food starts to grow roots, I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me, what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through? So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me, 'cause all I wanna do now is fall asleep. Come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels.
Oh, number seven.
Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels.
Oh, number seven.
Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps.
Drinking
to
in
the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the
seven.
Fiery deeps.
Drinking in heaven.
Well, it's a real BS show.
It's real.
It's real and it's BS.
No.
Bill and Seth.
Bill and Seth, right, yeah.
Don't mean to throw you a curve, but...
Yeah, yeah. No
curveballs. That's what it really means, Bill and Seth.
Just straight balls, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, this is a good hobby to have once a week, get together and...
Just BS.
You got to have hobbies. You live a long time if you have hobbies.
That's true.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of folks with hobbies that kind of kicked off a little early.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that one guy that used to be a runner that just all he did was run, wrote books about running, then he died of a heart attack while running? I can't remember his name. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of that.
That was his hobby.
Yeah.
Just sometimes you go, you know?
Yeah. I used to be a runner, but I'm not a runner anymore.
No, you used to do marathons and everything.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh. What nutcase.
And you weren't slow either. You ran.
I tried. Yeah. But hey, you know, maybe it helps now.
Just remember, you young kids, you can't outrun the Hinkle.
You can't outrun anybody.
Yeah.
There's always somebody faster.
That's
trust
true.
Me.
Yeah.
So
that was a thing in the Army. I was they. You start out, you don't get into any grouping. They figure out how fast you're running, and I didn't know this, but if you ran fast, like you tested high on your scores for like your PT scores for running, they'd put you in a faster group. There's like A, fastest, B, like kind of not the fastest, but second fastest, C, and then D or whatever. And D is like the slow group. Well, I made a mistake from going, I was in C group, you know, just average runner. You didn't run as hard. And then one time I decided to, I'm going to just see how fast I can run. I got 10-minute 2-mile, and they put me in A group, and I was mad. I had to stay in A group the rest of the time because, you know.
Not me. I was in the middle of everything. I didn't want to be out front. I didn't want to be in the back. I just wanted to be hidden. Hidden in the middle somewhere.
So that was a mistake. The only mistake I did in the military is I ran too fast. And then they put me in A group and basic training.
I saw what they did to the slow guys. And
yeah,
I saw what they did to the fast guys.
Yeah.
Whew. And yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
It's not fun to do a 5-mile run doing in the A group. They book you. They make you run. So, yeah. But anyways.
That's where I got my cigar habit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said, if you got them, light them, you know. And everybody was smoking got to go sit in the woods.
Yeah.
Everybody else had to stand out there and wait for the slow guys to catch up, which they made them low crawl in the mud. And so you just stood out there. And I said, well, shoot, I'm getting me some cigars. I'm going in the woods and sit down.
Yeah.
In the shade.
Yeah, you don't have to puff, yeah.
Yeah, just so. You had to adapt to everything, you know.
But I think everybody has their demons, you know. Oh. That's kind of a demon thing, you know.
I'm like, sure.
You know. No, that's actually the name of the song. That's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, demons. Oh. Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give it a listen here, and we'll play a couple more.
As time slips away, feelings I have, I think they might just stay right here. All this heartbreak is just tearing me apart. Could our love have fallen this far? I just wanted you to know that I'll always be right here. So don't you worry about your demons, 'cause I got demons too.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You think that was all right?
Tell me, can you save me? I think I've fallen sick. I have grown to be so angry. Just can't call it quits. Tell me I'm not crazy and we all feel like this. I've been so damn down here lately. Tell me I'm just pitching fits. Is it a long and hurtful phase? I don't know if I'm wrong here at all.
it's the Real BS Show. Moving on here.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of songs here I've never heard, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that you got good taste here.
I hope so, too. I think
a lot of my friends listen to this show. Yeah. Hey, Mary Jo was at the Cleveland airport, and she was waiting because something got delayed or whatever. Right. And she was waiting out by the kind of the front door. And she was she said she was listening to our show, and we were talking about lightning. And it wasn't shortly after that where lightning struck right close to the front of the thing. She said it was so loud she could hear it sizzling the sidewalk outside.
Yeah.
And she just told me, she said it was weird that we were talking about lightning on our show. Yeah. And she was listening to it.
I have a feeling, yeah.
And bam, big lightning struck outside the front doors there. And she said it just scared the daylights out of her, and she could hear the sizzling in the ground.
We must have been talking about my cousin that died from getting struck by lightning.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's some weird stuff.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's not too long ago because it's a fairly new show.
Or it was when I was in the middle of the field. Oh, that's the story. Because I was in the middle of the field holding my rifle, and the lightning was over top of us, and all I could think of about was how my cousin died on a horse getting struck by lightning. So, yeah, that kind of thing, well, you know.
It was really odd situation, and it just scared the daylights out of her.
Yeah.
But she finally got on a plane and went to Las Vegas she was going.
Yeah.
That's her, some kind of show that she was going, it was a craft show of some kind, you know, for what she does, you know, her store. And so,
there's a lot of conventions out there. Yeah, I never realized.
Convention.
Yeah, I didn't know that there was that many out there. I always thought that was kind of more of a local thing, but I guess Las Vegas has it.
The mafia's cleared out a little bit.
You sure?
They do more. Well, the mafia's taking a different turn.
A different turn.
Yeah, it's more.
They went into more legit business opportunities.
Yeah, actually pay a little bit of tax and stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows?
On and up, you know. Take the trash in, trash out, and then you can bury bodies.
All right. Well, let's listen to a few more of your tunes.
Yeah. This is a Cassius Culpepper. I think he's a good artist.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's new. He's new on the scene, so let's hear him out.
I watched her walk down a white church aisle wearing white, crying for her tears for another man. Does he know that a snow-colored gown is a lie? Cause it's been stained again and again. In the back of my sevenfold glass out of heaven, we committed some deadly sins. Made a promise to me front of God, then she left. Now she's swearing the same vows to him. Guess I'm the old love and he's the new. The brooch is borrowed, guess I'm the blue. I just can't seem to, so how can she be happy ever after me? Oh, good Lord. To her laugh when I'm sad as sad can be. I can't see smile when my heart is all shattered. I wanna stand up at the altar and scream. Yes, I'm the old love and he's the new. Her brooch is borrowed. Yes, I'm the blue. Cause approaches borrow, gets hound and blue. I just can't seem to, so how does she be happy ever after me? Be happy ever after me. How can she be happy ever after me? How can she be happy ever after me? This is how my story ends. 96 Chevy with the windows down. Long night Sunday drive. Jim Payne on her breath. She said, can you turn the music up a notch? Cotton dress falling off her shoulders. And the green eyes pulling me in. Phone been ringing for the last hour. This is how my story ends. God knows how. Daddy bought a 94, she's gonna have it loaded sitting by the door. She's always been a girl wild, healthy fear of God. I crossed her again. This is how my story is. God knows I'm a dead man. She knows it ain't right. Drunk eyes and a cigarette hanging from a seashore lip. 2 a.m. on a Tuesday again. Who you kidding? Kid you lying to yourself? This is trying to be better than you've been. But don't you think it's time to end this hell? Let go and quit beating up yourself. Cause you didn't make your daddy leave you and your mama. You didn't make that girl that broke you break her promise. And hell, you didn't ask Uncle Sam to send your friends to that foreign land. It's time you face the truth. It ain't a man in a looking glass. Who hurt you? Oh, oh, oh. You meet a girl that makes you smile. She'll be your world for a little while. Till them demons start creeping in. Bringing pain in all these bags. Things that chain you to your past. None do the work that you did. To remind you who you trying to girl. Cause you didn't make your daddy leave you and your mama. You didn't make that girl that broke you break her promise. And hell, you didn't ask Uncle Sam send your friends to that foreign land. It's time you face the truth.
ain't the man in the looking glass who hurt you. Cause you didn't make your daddy leave you and your mom. You didn't make that girl that broke you break her promise. And now you deny it's Uncle Sam. Send your friend to the foreign land. Gotta face the truth. It ain't a man in the looking glass who hurt you. Oh, oh yeah.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it. This is that was Cassius Culpepper. He's a very good artist, and I think he might be from Alabama. I don't want to misquote that. But the next one is Nolan Taylor, and which is I don't believe any relations to Gary Taylor, but I think he's a good songwriter. You know, singer songwriter. And
well, there's a lot of Taylors out there.
Oh yeah,
it's a pretty popular name.
Yeah, yeah. It's just I found this guy in the past month, and you deep dive down his music, and he writes right from the heart, man. It's similar to how Gary Taylor wrote his music, and it's hard to find people like that. You don't see too many people out there. Just they will write about generic things and doesn't mean much. But some artists out there, they get right to the heart, to something that you can feel the pain in when they're singing it. And this guy definitely, in my eyes, fits that description of someone that feels the pain when they write and sing. So
yeah, Gary was like that too.
Yeah, must be in the Taylor name or something. I don't know. But no, I had to. This is one of those. This is actually how I started the playlist. Originally, it was Hurricane, that song earlier that we played, and now it kind of went down this path of these guys write really good music that has.
Is this a tornado?
No, tornado. No, this is more like a flood. I'll call it a flood. These guys, you know, that's what Nolan Taylor is to me. He's like he's flooding his emotions out. And
you think we're going to have a lot of hurricanes this year?
I don't know. I mean, it's
the weather is really pretty scorching.
We had the second rainiest year in Pennsylvania of 163 years of record keeping. So it's hard to say.
Well, Hallie was telling me that it's over 100 degrees every day out there by Denver.
I believe it, yeah.
She said it's just awful.
Yeah, I believe it. And the humidity is probably high there, too.
And a couple friends in Southern California, they're 120.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bone crunching.
Yeah, in Florida it's hot. And then in Arizona, I have some friends there that it's like 114 degrees. And like it doesn't, sometimes it, at nighttime, doesn't go below 100.
Ooh,
and wow. Like, how do you sleep? I mean, yeah,
that's the advantage we have. At nighttime lately, it's been going down in the 70s.
It was down in the 50s last night, 56 really? Degrees. Yeah, at least up here in Union City.
Nighttime it gets nice, but during the day, holy smoke. I mean, 90 just kills me.
Hot.
It's
humid.
Humid.
That's the part that gets me is how humid it is. And then if you keep your windows open at all at night up here, then you bring in all that moisture in, and then it's hard to get out of your house sometimes. So I try to not always open the windows, but last night I had to. It was so nice. 56 degrees, and I felt that cool breeze coming in, and just, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're lucky because there's a lot of other folks that are getting scorched.
Easily.
Okay, you got some more tunes?
Oh, yeah. I got Nolan Taylor.
Lighting up cigarettes in the seventh grade. It's what my mother taught me. She was falling asleep, driving down 68. I drove just to get us back safe, wishing hard that I could escape. Trying tripping down all the steps of the local school bus, wishing I didn't have to go home. Oven was heating the house if our electric was on. I hope Dad left money for us, 'cause 3 days and I haven't had much. And I'm tired of being nice, just don't have it inside me. I can't take much more shit from you. And I have put you out of my life. You love me when you need a high. Done spending my money on you. Oh, and if Dad was off, then boy, we were gone, just driving around and listening to tunes. 'Cause we had peace of mind. If she couldn't find us, we're all constantly on the move. My whole life I've been running from you. Oh yeah. And I'm tired of being nice, I just don't have it inside me. I can't take your shit from you. And I have cut you out of my life. You love me when you need a high. Wishing I was sober. Imagery is vivid. I get lost inside my own head. Now and then I'm spaced out. I've got so much on my mind. So many thoughts are running. Oh no, me out of my own time. And every day I feel it, some sort of darkness moving in. And honey, I'm so sorry. If you ever find me cold and stiff, cut me down, just hold me. And won't you kiss me on my head? Nothing I've ever done's to hurt you. Oh no, your love's the only thing that's helped. I can hear all them whispering pines in that sweet feel of perfect moonlight. You're who I see out through the blinds, so warm with a smile. But that shadow always lingers, it's coming creeping round the bend. waiting just to hold me, just to hold me and move in. But how can I leave me be? Your love's the only thing that's helped. I swear my pocket watch, it's closing. Oh no, and it's sending me to hell. And I can hear all them whispering pines in that sweet feel of perfect moonlight. You're who I see out through the blinds, so warm with a smile. But I'm looking out my window, still wishing I was sober. Shoes off, dear, we can retreat to then. Yeah, my woman, I don't want this night to ever end. Do I keep waiting here for a call each night? Yeah, just hoping that it's you on the other line. He said I'm on my way over and I'll stay for life. I swear this nightmare's over, it's just you and I. Afternoon sun comes in with such a heavy light. I can't seem to think no more, but there's just so much on my mind. It's you again who's popped up. You've been beating down the walls of unwanted thoughts and feelings that I just can't ignore.
Now I hear that you've been asking about me. I wish I could oblige, but broken hearts and staring through me with all your blatant lies. Fool me once, that's all your fault. I can't give you 99, but it's still tough cause you're the one that's always on my mind. My head is overflowing about all the times turning into shapes and colors running through my mind until I die. Life and love is such a strange thing, I can't explain it if I try. No matter how much pain that one can cause, you convince yourself it's fine. Through everything I love you so, but I won't change my mind. Too many things have justified, I'll move on with my life. I really do wish all the best things, love and happiness for you. Even though I'm not a part of it, I hope you make it through. Come out on top and change your life. Hell, maybe I'll share mine. There's hopefulness in everything, you just find that silver line. My head is overflowing about all the times turning into shapes and colors running through my mind until I die. Goddamn, you know I miss you too, but we both know what's done. This is a farewell all for you, I promise that I mean this all with love. Sun comes in with such a heavy light. I've been cloudy for too long, but I think I've cleared my mind. Another song, but this one done. I'm thinking that it's time to let go of everything and move on with my life.
Sky is blue and so am I. I've been fighting these demons inside my mind. Oh, and I wish you didn't feel the same way. And I know that you're blue these days too, and I wish I could change that for you, cause you know I love you more than anything. So I can try to change my evil ways. I'd do anything to make it better for you, babe. Like change them skies back to clear as day. Nighttime, evening, breezy with rain. Oh, I'd do anything to put a smile on your face. Like give you health if you're feeling off. Lend you my eyes to help you see in the dark. I'll give you marigolds every single day, so I can try to change my wicked ways. I just want you to wake up with a smile on your face. Thank you.
me, help me, am I? Yeah, you're the apple of this weary eye. I wanna be that cardinal in your dogwood tree. Perfect clouds in the grass we lie. Your favorite birds, they all go flying by. And everything inside your little precious dreams. So I can try to change my evil ways. Not do anything to make it better for you, babe. Like change them skies back to clear as day. A nighttime and evening breezy, no rain. I'd do anything to put a smile on your face. I give you health if you're feeling off. Lend you my eyes to help you see in the dark. I'll give you marigolds every single day. So I can try to change my wicked ways.
This is the Real BS Show.
Yeah.
Still playing, just mainly playing songs today.
Yeah.
You know, not too much, I don't know.
Explosions?
News and, you know, stupid stuff.
I mean, everyone knows the news. I mean,
yeah, right. Yeah,
kind of probably got, tired of the news.
You got your CNN and your ABC. Yeah, and MSNBC. They keep you posted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just bunch like, of liars. They're all a bunch of liars.
Oh, easily.
That's a lying United States. I mean, geez.
It's interesting seeing how the news covers things sometimes. You can see when you find out the true story and then look back at the news.
One lady said something about Donald Trump slipped as he was going down the stairs or something and hurt himself.
Yeah, CNN reported that he fell down and Secret Service had to help him back up. And it's like, no, he didn't fall down. They were trying to paint him as like a...
Joe Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden moment or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the problem is everyone's trying to be first in the news, and so they're trying to paint a gotcha moment and instead of actually looking for the truth. And maybe we do need to do some soul searching in this country.
Our country's all out of truth. There is no.
Well, has there ever been? Yellow journalism is over 150 years old. You know, I mean, what do we do? When it's been that ingrained.
I went through a lawsuit where a guy, from the very beginning,
right,
and 12 years later, at the very end, lied the whole time.
Right.
Everything he said was a lie.
Right.
And his lawyer
said. And you had the backing of the paperwork.
And they knew it. Yeah. And they knew it. And the judge, I mean, the evidence was right there.
Right.
And he won. He won.
Right. But it's not over with yet. It's never over with.
Well,
you know?
I'm done with it. I don't want no more to do with any of this crap.
But the reality is like, you know, we fight for these things and the truth matters. And I think that's what we need to get back to, the principle of finding the truth.
It don't matter in Erie County, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. But anyways, let's get off of that. I don't want to think about that crap.
Yeah, we'll win some. How about a postcard from Mexico? You know,
postcard. Okay, that's
if Mike Hutzel's listening, he needs this song. Reminded me of him singing. Mike is a great singer, and I don't know. The vocals kind of remind me of how maybe Mike wrote.
Yeah,
a few
Mike
songs.
Is good singer. Ooh.
So Mike Hutzel, I'm thinking of you. You know.
Yeah, we're thinking of you.
Yeah, get a hold of us.
Yeah, well, it's my turn to call him.
Yeah, yeah, I'll call him too. We'll call them both at the same time and see who he answers first.
It's probably hot down there.
Oh, it probably is. Yeah.
So, anyways, okay, let's say goodnight. We'll just play three songs at the end and let it go, and we'll see you all next week. And stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool.
Yeah, that's heat just. Just toasting me, for sure.
Stay away from the alligators, too.
Yeah, yeah. They're getting bigger and bigger. Climate change.
Yeah, I know,
makes
right?
The alligators bigger.
Yeah. Must be the hormones in the water.
Okay, see you all next week. Thank you for being here.
See ya.
Bye.
One day,
saw her walking
on the street.
We started talking
downtown.
Now we're moving
in the rain.
Now we're grooving.
She smiled,
nothing hurting,
so fine.
The beats were working.
I knew,
honey, honey,
she'd be mine.
Easy money.
Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going. Cloud, I'm telling you, baby, these things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your hand between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. Just a man to me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.